Blog Talk Radio.
This is Wall Street in love. This is Wall Street in love. This is Wall Street
in love.
This is Wall Street
in
love. This is Wall Street.
love is a desire from God. With passion breaks through white oversized. Reality one perception alike. You can't have love without Jesus Christ. For God is love and love is God. It doesn't steal, kill, destroy or rob. All you got to do is receive by faith. Drop to your knees and don't procrastinate. Children are born every single day. Jehovah love, there's no better way. He died on the cross for us all. All we got to do is answer the call. The love, the love. That's all I ever needed. The love, the love. That's all I ever wanted. The love, the love. That's all I ever needed. The love, the love. That's all I ever wanted. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle, yet colorblind. Love is forever, a mighty long time. Love is the only reason I rhyme. It's not puffed up, a fool of that fool. It's not a donkey mixed with a mule. It's the fire that feeds my fuel. It makes me feel totally brand new. I be that diamond in the rough, that blue jewel. So many years, you had no clue. Always cool, thought you knew. Number one rule, never play a fool. The love, the love. That's all I ever needed. The love, that's all I ever wanted. The love, that's all I ever needed. The love, that's all I ever wanted. One another, love your sister and brother, father and mother, never keep it undercover. Shit. Don't let the flames of the smother ignite your dying breed. Plant the seed to kill envy and jealousy. Water the seed to kill that greed and hypocrisy. Let it lead, it leads, made it blood, made it bleed. It's time to feed it, have breed. Let them know there's a better place. For sure, it's high, right, living gon' flow. Gotta let that love go. Go ahead and show the rich, get rich in the poor. Stay poor, the streets of gold, the only place that don't snow no more. Relax your mind and let your spirit be free. Enjoy your laugh, if I'm after the love. Give a hug to a thug and show your love. Enjoy your laugh, if I'm after the love. Give a hug to a thug and show your love. The love, the love. That's all I ever needed. The love, that's all I ever wanted. The love, the love. That's all I ever needed. The love, the love.
All right, welcome to World Street Hip Hop. I'm your host, DJ Johnny B, right here on the hottest show across the country. How you doing, Charlie Brown? What's going on, man?
Oh, did you miss me? Hey, it's going all good, baby. How you doing out there, man? I hear you bumping
man,
the
music. Man, I'm doing good. We got a very special guest co-host with us tonight. We got Charlie Brown live. I'm waiting on your boy, but he's not on the line. Your boy told me he's supposed to be calling in. He's
gonna give it a second. He was putting his little one to sleep, so he's gonna come through.
Hey, I know how that is. I got a 10-year-old, so I know. So tell us a little bit about you, man. Kind of let the new listeners know a little bit about you, man. Where you from and what all you do?
Okay, man. I'm originally from Ohio, man. I'm originally from Toledo, Ohio, man. I was playing arena ball back in the day, and I moved to Georgia like 94 up until 2013, where I had a landscaping, and pretty much I moved there to do one stage play, but it kind of led me to where I am today with on this radio station with you, along with other things that I'm doing.
Right?
Yeah. I'm an actor. Yeah, I'm an actor. I'm a granddad. Look like it, but I'm a granddad.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
You don't want to know that, man. You ain't supposed to ask no man how old he is.
Oh, man, now, come on now. I
ain't even saying, because I don't look my age. I'm about to be 52 years old, man.
Damn. No, I wouldn't have thought that. It don't sound like in your voice. And I'm very good at guessing age. I never would have thought
62.
That's a blessing, man.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm 43, and I hope I look like you when I get
Well, you know, just eat your Wheaties and you'll be all right.
What'd you say? Just
but you know how it is, though, man. But I'm 52, man, and you know, I also have two other radio talk shows. Actually, the LOV 1265 Living Off By Production radio show. I come on Thursday night on that as well. So that's the LOV, Mr. Radio Personality.
Okay.
So, yes.
Hopefully
and I also have
coming on. Hopefully you.
Oh yeah, yeah, y'all. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Wide awake, wide awake, everybody. Wide awake to be. They don't call us wide awake to be for nothing. Trust me, we are wide awake. You're going to be wide awake for nothing. Already. Go ahead,
that's
man.
That's right, baby. Because we wired up, man. And so, you know, like also I have the another radio talk show. It comes on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, and it's called the City 3 Most Wanted, of course, and we'll be bringing that to you guys soon. So y'all stay tuned for all of this because we're bringing a whole lot of stuff to you. You know, we're going to make you cry. We're going to make you laugh. You know, we're going to bring you up and down. I mean, you just ain't going to know
what
the heck
want.
Is going on.
That's what
right.
we want.
There it again, player.
Already, man. Say, I was told, man, you do voiceovers.
Yeah, man, I'm pretty decent with my voiceovers and everything. I'm trying to tell you something.
See, we here at World Street Hip Hop, we will put you on the spot quick.
You put us on the spot quick, man.
We putting your ass on the spot right now. Do one another.
Well, don't hurt nobody, Hammer. Listen, man.
Well, look at it, man. I'm going to talk to you, right? You know, because if you get this right, you're going to know everything. You understand what I'm saying?
But in the meantime, in between time, I want to tell you something. Because I ain't scared of you. I ain't scared of none of you. But I just want my goddamn
like
money.
Boy, you sound like Birdie, man. Oh, my goodness. That is crazy. Wow, man. So let me ask you this, man. How long have you been doing that kind of, different characters? How long have you been doing?
Man,
what
I've been doing.
What do they call it? What do they call that anyway? It's a name that they call it. I forgot what they call it.
All I know is imitation. Voice over. You know what I'm saying?
It's another word that they call it. I cannot think of that name. But they call
it just
called people.
It's called a copycat.
Well, no, I forgot to. I'm going to get that word and I'm going to let you know. But that's what you do. And I think Wow, so do another one for
me.
Man, you're
going to
get popular with that Burning Man.
Well, look here, man. I want to tell all of y'all a story, okay? What happened was when I was in that place and I was playing that little ball game out there, that little boy that jumped on me that had no business touching me. You understand? I was sitting there minding my business, but he wrapped me up like a snake around a little rat, and he whooped my tail. But I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to say anything. But just understand, boo-boo, just do what you do.
You know what, man? I'm going to talk to my producer. We actually may have to get this morning show started. You know what happened? You on a team will keep the whole show going. I'm gonna talk to the producer. I think we got something with you. You are what we looking at this morning show. If we decide
to
this morning show.
Can we get the munchkins coming in there too?
The munch? What the hell?
The munchkins, yeah.
Solid.
The munchkins and stuff that run around, the Wizard of Oz and all of them, you know, the little munchkins. You know, that little guy that come up there and tell you when the week is.
Hold up, Charlie Brown. We going to say, Charlie Brown, since your name is Charlie Brown, can you imitate Charlie Brown?
Really? Come on. For real?
Charlie Brown.
Oh, man. This is crazy. Oh, man. I don't know what we're going to do with you, man. This is crazy. For those of you not tuning in to us right here on World Street Hip Hop, we got my main man right here, man, who is funny as hell. Man, I want you to do another Burning Man for me, man. I love Burning Man.
Lord is my shepherd, and he knows what I want. Miss Parker, can I talk to you for a minute, Miss Parker? Give me a little bit for my cataracts, okay? You didn't put in on this, man. No.
So you know what, man? Have you thought about taking your talent to major FM radio stations?
I had a friend that tell me that that's something I should do, you know.
You definitely
I'm not saying
got
that I'm waiting
you
for.
Definitely need to get in contact with the Ricky Smiley show.
Okay, the Ricky Smiley.
They probably, Ricky Smiley, Steve Harvey show probably give you a chance. You got that's way too much talent to have. I couldn't even do that. I couldn't even. I'm not nowhere near close.
Okay, I appreciate that, baby. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'll take that all day long, man. Thank you.
Yeah, you definitely got what it takes. I tell you what, we're gonna talk to you some more, man. We're gonna go to another music break. You're tuning in to us right here on World Street Hip Hop. Very special guest with us tonight. Guest co-hosting with me is my boy right here, Charlie Brown, who needs no introduction, man, because he does everything from all types of imitations, man. And we're gonna talk to him some more when we come back. I'm still waiting on your boy to call in, but hey, when it comes to kids, I feel your name. I got a 10-year-old, so.
Then lay the devil strike down Mike Brown. Black people wanna fight back right now. Police got dogs in the street. But black people in the morgue in the street. Romali took his last breath in the bathroom. Fox News cover that and catch a laugh soon. No more protests, we all so stressed. We want justice and won't take no less. Dominant gene, bombing the scene. Supreme being, showing them what dominance means. Hot science, walk and talk mathematics. Magnetic attract, create static. Mentality spark just like an addict. The people got to have it. Math is a habit like a scavenger hunt for juice. Snatch it up and bag it. Anybody left out is still savage. Fight back.
Another black life gone.
Fight back.
They've been doing this for so long.
Fight back.
I wanna
fight back.
I'm gonna
fight back.
Let's fight back.
Fight back.
Another black life gone.
Fight back.
They've been doing this for so long.
Fight back.
I wanna
fight back.
I'm gonna
fight back.
Fight back.
I'm taking freedom back like Saladin took Jerusalem. Tested God and seeing cars bruising them. I ain't mad, Musa choose to choose in them. I choose the black family and make moves with them. And Philly cops drop bombs on moving them. Cotton came to Harlem, now they moving us. Or rather moving us. We just a few years removed from the back of the bus. I'm adding on to this culture, healthy, strong, and I'm a good builder. The science that I'm dropping really could kill ya. No filter, this ain't IG. Without the OD, Instagram, old me. The gods know me, I stay up in the clouds. Feet on the ground with the people, never lonely. Better than Supreme Math, you gotta show me. Come with the tricks and you can die slowly.
Fight back! Another black life gone.
Fight back.
They've been doing this for so long.
Fight back.
I wanna
fight back.
I'm gonna
fight back.
Let's fight back.
Fight back.
Another black life gone.
Fight back.
They've been doing this for so long.
Fight back.
I wanna
fight back.
I'm gonna
fight back.
Let's fight back.
What's your idea? Coming round here, starting trouble, that's the culture degree. We about to bust a bubble, run them over the hot Arabian desert naked. Take everything and don't regret it, the God said it. Exile is much more than rhetoric. Take off my flag, you're better off Confederate. You're worse than a black cop. You move like a federal agent on some black ops. Ron Johnson or whatever your slave name. Try to pacify the people when the slave came. Screaming Jesus like he's Caesar. Got us waiting for the day that he frees us. See, they showing us they no longer need us. That's why they feel like it's alright to beat us. Keep up the fear and we accept what they feed us. Killing black babies, protect the fetus.
Fight back! Another black life gone.
Fight back!
They've been doing this for so long.
Fight back!
I'm gonna
fight back!
I'm gonna
fight back!
Let's fight back!
Fight back!
Another black life gone.
Fight back!
They've been doing this for so long.
Fight back!
I wanna
fight back!
I'm gonna
fight back!
Let's fight back!
Yeah!
Got a crew up in Harlem to come and stop them. Don't pay me, they the pain is what we're here to do. Hey, go ahead and bust that two-step. You surprised when they find out you slept. I see you hating on the sidelines, you sex. Who's next? I lead these niggas to vex. Love the music, God, seeing quite a few checks. Radiate the magnetic all around me. Spread the music that attract love surround me. 120 ground me, God found me. Rhyming in the lunchroom profoundly. Black medallion on my neck, she check me. Land, blood, and the people respect me. I'm here to show them proof, brother. Drop shoes, motivate the people to move. They blind, we remove the covers. True school hip-hop lovers. We bringing the real back, and for that, these motherfuckers love us. Yeah, now throw your hands in the air. Hip-hop is black, let the facts stand clear. Everybody welcome, open mic up in here. But don't change shit or we can fight up in here. I'd rather rock the party right, make the people move. Ladies drop it like it's hot, and brothers keep it cool. Nobody make moves, nobody get hurt. Nobody mama gotta put a baby in the dirt. Yeah, headed for self-destruction. The hoods fell apart from government corruption. What a production. We being used as a pawn on a chessboard, mentally abused. You can't see that they controlling your views through the news and YouTube. And yes, you too. Go ahead and plug in the system, boo-boo. Now they watching every damn thing you do. All the guns, all the weed, nigga, boo-hoo. You're hot now, next stop lockdown. Three hots in the car, what you got now? The world moved on, your block forgot about you. On a cell block, nothing in your mailbox. Niggas coming home shell shot. No work for a jailbird, self-rock. Yeah, throw your hands in the air. Hip-hop is black, let the facts stand clear. Everybody welcome, open mic up in here. But don't change shit or we can fight up in here. We all got goons, alright? Just be clear. Yeah, don't sleep, we roll deep Atlantic. Don't panic, you can't handle it. What they built, God come to dismantle it. Run up in the radio station, they can't stand it. We freeing hip-hop, bring it home, hand it to the next generation of cats who understand it. We influence the whole damn planet. We can have our own land if we plan it. Standing in our own mansions, jamming. Yeah, throw your hands in the air. Hip-hop is black, let the facts stand clear. Everybody welcome, open mic up in here. But don't change shit or we can fight up in here. Yeah, throw your hands in the air. Hip-hop is black, let the facts stand clear. Everybody welcome, open mic up in here. But don't change shit or we can fight up in here.
Working on my craft with this go around, I'm just thinking smarter. Cruising, got my lane, I'm coming full speed. between rich and poor and my neglect is bound to grow. Middle fingers in the sky if you feel the way I feel. With the weight of this world on your back, holding it down, and that's why I call it real.
Cruising, fifth turn at the light. I threw my middle finger up to the stars in the sky. I'm just skating, hit that highway, free my mind. If I had a spaceship, I'd leave this whole world behind. I'm just cruising, fifth turn at the light.
Now you kind of got the feel of how we do on the radio.
Right, right.
Okay. I've been told by one of my homies. He said, "Man, he said I need you to be my hype man when I'm on the stage." I'm like, "Man, hype man?"
He said, "What?
What the hell? He want me to be his hype man on the stage?" He said, "Man, you crunk, man." I'm like, "What the hell?" I ain't drunk. I'm just me, I guess.
Just being you. That's what it's all about, man.
Hey,
energy.
Hey, you know what? I just can't help it. You know, it's so funny because I tell a person, it's one thing in talking to them one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all, I used to do this on TV when I used to be on TV, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different. It's like, once I get that microphone, I'm in a whole nother world.
You just become something completely different. My guy Victor, you know, I'm always on the mic, so I don't care. I'll share that mic because I like to watch people do things too, just as much. I like people make me laugh as much as I make people laugh. And you know,
right.
And it's like when you get that microphone, it's like your whole world just completely changes. It's just like you instantly become Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You know,
man.
It's all in good, man. And it's like, man, it's just like no holds barred. And you just go. And it's like you just can't shut up. And you just
you're looking like, what the hell? And it's just like, once you get that mic, I used to do this on TV all the time. When I get on, before I got on TV and I was talking to my people and I was in the studio, people would look at me, and look at me crazy. But then as soon as I get on that mic and that camera goes green, oh my goodness, man, I'm in a TV station studio. People are like, wow, he for some reason, his transformation changed so quick. And now, with you, man, how long have you been doing what you do from television to radio to everything?
I've been doing this since I was a kid, man. Me and my brothers, man, we grew up kids, and it wasn't nothing but the VCRs then. And we would do home movies. Yeah, we used to do home movies. Yeah, we would do home movies before In Living Colors came out. Me and my brothers, you know, I got like six brothers. Me and my brothers would be making home movies, and we didn't even know that we was improvising. We didn't know nothing about it. We just know that, you know, we were doing what television did. But I was always behind the audio, and I was always, you know, editing the DVDs. The tapes, and I didn't even know that I was editing. All I know, it needed to look like television. So when we did it, you see somebody knocking on the outside of the door. Then you see somebody saying, "Who is it?" from the inside. Then it showed them open it up. Then it showed them. Yeah, it showed them coming in, and then the camera's behind them when they coming in. Then it goes back. They're like, "How the heck did you do that?" I was like, "Ancient tiny secret." But doing this stuff, man. I've been doing this since I was a kid, man. And you know, my brothers, you know, I got one of my brothers just passed away on the 12th of last month, and my brother Ty. Yeah, thank you. And you know, my baby brother Jerrell. You know, he's a straight clown comedian too, and you know, my whole family is pretty much like that, man. And but me, I'm just more of the outgoing one that will step out there and don't care about what nobody's saying or what they think, and just do what I do, because this is what I love doing, man. You put me in front of, you know, people, it ain't no telling what I'm gonna do. I won't be disrespectful, but it ain't no telling what I'm gonna say neither. But the characters and everything. I don't know, they just come natural, man. And I just, you know, over the period of time of just watching things, they were like, my oldest brother, he was like, Mama, he in TV land again. I said, when I get my first Oscar, my first award, I'm going to dedicate it to my oldest brother. Like, see what TV land did for me?
wait a minute. So you actually was on the TV network called TV land?
No. He used to just say that because I was always imitating people. And I would do that, and you know, he would tell me, he'd be like, Mom, he in TV land again. Can you tell him to stop? You know, and I'd be acting like everybody. You know, even I was a kid, and I used to do Scarface. Everybody used to love me doing Scarface when I was a kid, man. And
so
even to this day, I feel.
So you always knew from the time you was a kid that this is where you want to be.
Yeah, man, I pretty much did, man, because this is all I ever did. When I moved to Georgia, I said, well, this is a good time to take an acting class. And then I felt they didn't really show me nothing because the stuff they were showing me, I was already doing. And I did my first little film with Isaac Hayes, Antonio Fargas, Thomas Bird from Set It Off. You know, I did that little thing with them. It was called Soul Survivor. Then I did another soap opera called Misty, a black soap opera called Misty in Georgia. I also did a small film called Unspoken Words in Georgia. Then I came, I played around, I tried out for the Falcons, wanted to see what it was like, but I had an offer to go cross seas to play ball, but I turned that down and I stayed with my family, because I just moved to Georgia, so I wasn't leaving them behind. I couldn't take them for like a year, they were saying, something like that.
Right.
So in 2013, man, I had a talk with God, and this is straight up truth, man. I had a little situation, and I said, Lord, if I ain't supposed to be here, then show me where I'm supposed to be. And when I got up the next morning, man, everything that, you know, that happened to me, my mom said, be careful what you ask for, because what happened to me, he wiped it out in 45 minutes, man. And all I know that my cousin told me, like, years before that, she said, you should come to North Carolina and do a stage play with this guy named Randy. I said, well, whatever, you know. And that day, I lost everything that I had for a minute, and I called her, and I didn't say nothing. On Father's Day weekend 2013, I headed out to North Carolina. I did my first stage play. I didn't have, like, the major role in it, but you would have thought I did the way I played that character, Bad Buster. So if you ever get a chance, you can probably pull up Bad Buster by Randy Fournay, the stage play, and you'll see me doing what I do in there. And I got down with it, baby. I mean, I rocked the house with it. I'm not even a singer. I don't even sing, man, but I sung that song, you know, Mind Your P's and Q's, and I rocked the heck out of it.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you what I did real quick. It was a guy sitting in the front seat, right? And he was in the front row, and he was on his cell phone while I was singing my song. So I walks up to him while I'm singing my song, and I just started singing into his phone. In the middle of the whole show, everybody was like tripping on it. He hung it up, and I said, "Now I just kept on going doing what I'm doing." So I love what I do, man. And so that led me to my radio station that I have, the two, LOV and the City 3 Most Wanted. And I'm actually working on a third one as we speak. We got something for the kids, and it's going to be beautiful, man. Y'all going to love what I got for the kids, man. And me, Victor Newman, you know, Guy Bug, you know, we the City 3 Most Wanted.
And I think your boy has arrived. So I want you to introduce him. I'm about to cut his microphone on now. 336
okay,
area code. You want to introduce the man real quick?
I got you. Yes, I do.
Ladies.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the world's greatest MC of all time, my man, the one and only of the City 3 Most Wanted, Mr. Victor Newman. You there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here, man. How you doing? How everybody doing?
Man. that was a really, really good introduction, too, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
That's my brother,
like,
man. That's my brother.
Like that. I'm kind of getting jacked to be introduced like that. The world greatest, the world famous DJ Tommy B. All right, man, welcome to the show. Man, we are great, man. How about you on this beautiful, Wednesday night, hump day Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. It's just I'm kind of pressed for a little time. I got to wake up at 4 o'clock and go to the job. But, you know, I had to stop in and support my main man, Charlie Brown, you know, on giving this interview with you guys.
Yeah, he's doing some big things, man.
So tell us a little bit about you and what you do, man.
Well, you know, we just started this nonprofit called Generation X. And our whole mission is to promote awareness on social issues as well as current issues going on, try to help build some communities up, provide resources for these issues, and, you know, to help brothers and sisters do some good, you know.
Right.
Charlie brought me on board. You know, I was just a host. I've emceed a few club events. And promote, you know, I went to school for business administration, marketing, and retail. So I started a marketing and management consulting firm last year. But, you know, I've been working real hard. You know, I didn't have enough time and, you know, to focus on my business. But when I met Charlie, though, I met him a couple months ago at this event that I was doing with our other co-host, Buddy Strickland, from the City Three Most Wanted. So he was like, he seen me doing my thing, and he was like, yo, Vic, we was on social media, I think it was Facebook or something. He was like, yo, I like what you got going on. I got something for you. I was like, okay, he said, but we'll talk later. So I was like, oh, okay. And so just probably like a week after that, he told me to call him, and I called him, and our conversation, I don't really talk too long on the phone. It's usually brief. So our conversation lasted about 25 minutes.
Wow.
Like, I'm trying to develop this radio show for you guys, you know, three brothers. And I was like, you know, I was saying to myself, well, I can be on radio. I think I can do radio personality. You know, I'm a nice kind of guy. So the very next day I went to his house in Greensboro. I stay in a little small town in North Carolina, Bronx, North Carolina. So the very next day, I went to his house in Greensboro, and the face-to-face meeting was excellent. And next thing I know, I was broadcasting a show from this club that we was going to in Greensboro. And, you know, with over a couple of days, our relationship grew, our bond got stronger, and I speak to this guy on a daily basis. And to say this, to say that is, you know, by us talking about, you know, building up these communities, how brothers had a hard, you know, hard life coming up, and they trying to change it.
Right.
I was thinking about, I mean, I always was thinking about starting a nonprofit as well as an art foundation for kids. So I was talking to Charlie, and I was like, Charlie, you know what? Now is the time.
Right.
And with that being said, we formed the Generations X, Y, and Z, and basically it's not just for the people, but our main focus is the children, though, you know.
Right.
The Generation Z.
That's right.
Exactly. And you know what, it took me a while to come up with the name, but I was like, I don't want to just, you know, have just one group, one age bracket, one demographic, but we want to help all people. That's what the City Three Most Wanted is about. So, you know, Generations X, Y, Z, and that's how it came to fruition. And so we about to move forward with this. You know, we just started it last Friday, and me and Charlie are gonna do some real great things with this nonprofit.
Wow, this is amazing, man. You know what? I gotta get you on my new show that's going to be debuting this coming up Friday on Wild Awake Radio, The Beat. Wild Awake, The Beat. I'm going to be doing a three-hour show from Friday to Saturday, man. I definitely need to bring you guys on the show as a special guest to talk about your project that you're working on. I think it's amazing, especially having so many of our young black brothers, because we don't have enough of our young black brothers that are coming together to do something.
Right.
Because a lot of times the news, they only show the negative side of it. But we got a lot of positive black brothers that's doing
absolutely
some positive stuff. And we need to view that. We need to spotlight the positive stuff that's going on with the young black men.
Absolutely. And you know, like we're gonna be having some kids doing some things, and we got a little I don't know if I should say it.
Right.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead. You know, we have two nominees that we're going to be signing up that we're going to mentor for the radio station, and it's going to be just for the kids. And
I like
that's
that.
Where part of the nonprofit organization has come in, and they're going to be the poster kids for the smaller kids, which is going to be the new generation, and this is going to be very huge. We have a Dr. Keila Faye who's going to also be helping mentor these kids, and it will be about education and teaching them about entertainment and how to interview and talk to people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so these kids, it's going to be something. It's going to be spectacular. It's going to be amazing. I mean, this is going to be, I'm telling you, what they will say, epic. It's going to be very large, man. So, Don, just get ready, because we about to do some serious work, baby.
Wow.
Trust and believe. We traveling all over the place. We've been doing
that. I tell you what, man, if y'all need any help, because I've been doing radio and TV for 20 to 25 years. Whatever I can do to help be a sister, man, just holler at me. Let me know.
We gonna tap into you, so
I can get him some tips. I can get him some good tips, man. I'm also a photographer by profession too, man. I work for a local newspaper here called the Black Voice.
Okay.
I've been with them 8.5 years. Oldest black newspaper in Tarrant County, in the county.
Okay. You also was over at CNN as well?
I used to work for them. Well, not work, but I used to volunteer and send them some stuff. They feature a lot of my pictures. They feature a lot of my pictures and some of my stories on there. So I've been on, that was some years back.
Right. Well, that's good.
You can Google that.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff will come up.
So Don, where are you located at?
I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the home of the Dallas Cowboys. I need to be
my favorite team, man.
You want to be a star? You want
to
be a star?
I need to be
a star. You want to be a star?
The home
God bless you.
Dallas
God bless
Cowboys.
You, brother.
Cowboy.
Hey, look, Don, we coming to the Dallas Fort Worth area, man. Me, Charlie Brown, Buggy Strickland, and we gonna do it the city's the most wanted style, man. You know, we gonna get that in and collaborate with you, baby.
Another thing that I can probably use you guys on. I'm getting ready next year. I am going to do the BET Awards locally down here. When they have a BET on TV, we're going to do the red carpet event here in Fort Worth.
I am the greatest.
That's going to be something really big, too. So I'm going to start working on that pretty quick.
That sounds good, baby. We here if you need us as well, man. So believe that.
And we're going to broadcast it. We're going to broadcast it. And we are going to broadcast that live, too, on Blog Talk.
Oh,
okay.
Let's do what we do. Because we got to make it happen, Captain. You know, it ain't even sitting still letting a wheel spin. We got to get this stuff to moving, baby. You know, and time ain't waiting for us. So let's just go out here and do what
That's
we need
right.
to do and make it happen. Now, we got the means to make all this stuff come, too. So
I agree.
We'd be like the same
so,
I don't care.
I like that. You know what? Now, that's throwback right there. I ain't seen that. That show in years. I used to watch that every morning before I went to school.
I know.
Say, you know what? What's that other TV show they used to come on called The Little Rascals?
A lot of people don't know
Spanky was actually from Fort Worth, my city, my hometown.
Was he?
For real?
Yeah, born and raised right here in Fort Worth. I did some research on that, and he was right here in the Fort Worth area, Dallas Fort Worth. Born and raised.
Wow.
I didn't even know that. I like, wow.
Well, Spanky, he died from a gunshot wound to the leg or something, didn't he?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, he died from a gunshot wound. He had an argument with another young man about, I think it was about his bike, and the dude guy shot him and he bled to death, and that's how he died.
You know what?
Wait
a minute. I may be thinking about the heavyset guy. I think that's who I'm talking about.
Say that.
I can't. You know what? It's been a while since I did research on him. That was some years back too. But
that's okay.
This guy that I did research, he was 89. He lived to be 89 years old.
Oh no, then that ain't Spanky. No, Spanky gone. Nah. Long gone.
Okay, so this was the this all I know. It was the heavy set guy. That was
okay. The little big, okay, the big guy. Okay, I got you. I know.
Yeah, yeah. He lived to be 89. Then he passed away. Cause I remember them doing a story on him.
That's
I
a good still life,
remember
though.
His name. Yeah, he lived a good life. He lived a good life and stuff. But anyway, man, y'all got anything else y'all want to add to it?
Man, I'm just enjoying you right now, brother. I appreciate you allowing me and Vic to come on to this show, man. You know, show a little talent, you know, play my voices and whatnot.
And,
you know,
and guess what? I'm gonna tune into y'all show tomorrow night too. I'm gonna tune into y'all show.
Oh, yes, indeed, the LOV show. Yeah, we'll be on the air at 7 o'clock, you know,
okay.
Eastern time. We'll be interviewing Miss Doctor Latasha Holden. She's running for the city council in District 11 in Atlanta, Georgia. So we'll have her on the air tomorrow. So we'll be talking to her about what's going on in the neighborhood as well. She's another person that actually, you know, came from a long way. She was pretty much by herself with her kids. She felt that she wasn't educated enough, went back to school at 35 with those kids, and look where she is now. And she's running for city council, so we have to support her.
Wow.
It don't matter if we're not in that city, but we need to be supporting everybody, you know, that I can't say it like that, but represent what it is. You know, and we need to put that support out there and just give what it is, you know. So we just need to try to get into the house. You don't have to live.
But you know what? Atlanta, I've been to Atlanta before. Atlanta is very, very, the African Americans up there, they stick together. I've been all over the place. I've never seen so many black men and women coming together in the community.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you don't see that because you definitely don't see it here in Fort Worth. What African Americans come together here? We do not see that. Not in Fort Worth. Now Dallas is different. The blacks in Dallas come together, but in my local city here, the African Americans do not come together to support each other.
Wow.
I think it's very
that's
sad.
A problem. That's a big problem. We talk about that all the time. And I say it all the time. Vic can tell you, we have to come together. We all can just chain of hands. We can reach all the way across the world. We could make a change, you know. And I also put a post up with another young man that was in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, and told him, I said, hey, you know, us radio personalities, I said, we can make a difference. You know, a lot of people don't like to work with other people because
that's
they don't suck
on
themselves. I'm not with that. You know, we can't do nothing. We ball our fists, we don't let nothing out, we don't let nothing in. So, but we make that fist together, we can strike a blow. So that's what I'm trying to do. So, you know, hopefully, you know,
the sad part about it, if we can get these major FM stations who have more of a put on the young people, we talk about stations like Hot 97, stations like the major The Beat stations, Radio 1, if we could get them to focus on our young generation, because our young generation is the future of our community. They are the future of the world.
Right.
We have to be able to change. The way we change them is we have to change them through music and these artists. Another thing, they can make a difference too because they got something to say. If you can say something positive to our young people, that we can make a difference. We can make it.
A
lot of stuff can be changed. We can overpower the whole world, and we got black on black networks now, like BET. We got they can make a difference. You got the Bounce Network. All these major black networks can make a difference if everybody would come together and say, "Hey, enough is enough, and we need to come together.
Right.
Stop the killing. Stop murdering our young people. Young people, stop killing other people, and stop the black on black crime." And everybody come together and make a difference. We all can see major changes, but the society don't want it. They don't want that. They want junk. They want to do all of this. So the way we make a difference, everybody, I'm always talking about this, the way we make this difference, we have to come together as a black community, and we know what's right and what's wrong. Our young people are not going to listen to us until we as a black generation start listening to each other. Till they see us listening
That's right.
to each other, making
That's
a difference.
Right.
We really wasting our time dealing with the young people because they don't have no respect for us. Because guess what?
That's
the young
right.
people see what you see. So the first thing they gonna start
right.
saying, they gonna say, how you gonna tell me? It's like sometimes certain things I do in front of my son. And my son is 10 years old, he'll tell you, Dad, you doing it, why I can't do it?
That's
and
right.
so we and I can't even argue with him on that because he's right. So
right. Yeah, absolutely.
It starts with us as a black community is we have to come together and we have to make a difference. When I start working on this radio station, this new station, that's one of the things that I'm gonna be talking about a lot is us as a black community coming together and make a difference. Because we have to
right.
do that. We have to do that.
But Don, you know what? I really appreciate it. It's been an honor, man. You having me and Charlie on, man, on behalf
Absolutely.
Of the City 3 Most Wanted. When is the show Friday? Because I want to mark you down on my calendar, man. I don't want to miss it. You got
my show is going to debut, and I send that information to him so he can send it to you. It's going to debut this coming up Friday at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We'll be live in the mix. It's going to pretty much what we're doing on here. We'll be taking everybody, getting everybody ready to go out to the club. So we'll be doing that on Fridays and Saturday nights from 9 to 12 Eastern Time.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm actually the first DJ to actually be on the station. So I'm kind of that's gonna make history
man.
For me.
Congratulations, my brother.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, man.
Hey
yeah,
man, I appreciate
yeah.
you having me on here, man. Definitely. I mean, I truly appreciate that, man. I mean, I had a wonderful time, you know. And anything that we can do for you as well, bro, you know, just let us know because we're here. You know, we're here, and we ain't going.
Oh, wait a minute. I sure appreciate that, too, man. And I tell you what,
exactly.
thank y'all for coming on the show. And we're going to have a lot more. We're going to take another music break. When we come back, we'll have a lot more coming up right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to the Sophie Group, baby.
We got the mix coming up next. The mix coming up next right here on World Street Hip Hop.
hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Beat, beat,
beat, beat, beat.
Mixing
the beats.
What up, it's your boy P. Nice, Mr. Never Running Out of Money. And I'm putting it down with your homie, DJ Money. Wait for it. Bow.
Yeah, what it do? It's your boy, Superstar 9000, a.k.a. Mr. 9 Band. And I'm kicking it with DJ Money. Shout out to the nerd DJ. Yeah. AKA Mr. 9 Bands, and I'm kicking it with DJ Money. Shout out to the Nerve DJs. Yeah.
Yo. Okay. All my nigga with me. All my nigga with it. All my nigga ballin'. All my niggas athletic. All my niggas A1. All got street cred. All my niggas ballin'. All my niggas out lit. Pulled up in the fountain. Pulled off with a dance. Got a pocket full of money. Kinda hard to keep my pants up. Nigga tryna run them bands up. Fuck a bitch with my hands up. Lil' Quake fucked the Zans up. Kinda hard to understand her. Duffel bags in the Escalade. Caught a bitch still a bread truck. Got a bitch going retarded. Called Uber for a spare truck. All these niggas never scared us. All these niggas never ran up. Bitch tryna put the head on. Niggas tryna put the feds on. Niggas tryna take meds on. Everything for the players on. Niggas singing like Arizona. Gunshot just for saying something. Spraying shit like aerosol. You a foul and it's a fair ball. Nigga can't reach the goal. Keep shooting them down air ball.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out,
little bitch.
Watch out,
little bitch.
Watch out.
Watch out, little bitch.
Yeah.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Me.
You getting mad. I'm getting rich.
Yeah.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out, watch out,
watch out. Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out.
Watch out, little bitch.
Sip on.
Hey, watch out, little bitch. You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Rich.
You getting mad, bitch. You getting rich.
Yeah.
Watch out, little hoe.
Watch out.
My partner still smoke on Port Row.
They
say that I'm crazy. I used to talk to a stone. I tell it to lock. I tell it a lot.
go to the dealership. Bitch, tell off the lot. You know I'm coming straight out the block. You know I'm coming straight out the top. Shorty say she want 5 million, cause I told her to leave and call her a thot. Shit, you can like it or not.
Damn.
I'm coming straight out the pot.
Damn.
Still got some egg in my stock.
Man.
Nigga, I ain't got a lot.
Nah.
Nigga, I ain't got a try. You waving that thing in the sky. We waving that thing at your body. We waving that thing at your eye.
Ah.
Look at the watch on my wrist. Got him out watching my wrist. Told that little bitch I passed. Nigga, watch the assist.
Switch.
I run the track like the marathon. You niggas softer than silicone. You know what it's like when the feeling gone. I know what it's like when the ceiling gone. I had to sit down with Farrakhan. Turn the White House to the Terror Dome. I used to serve at the Chevron. I used to serve with my necklace on.
Watch
bitch.
That little bitch. Watch that little bitch. Watch that little bitch. Watch that little bitch.
Yeah.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Me.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Watch that little bitch.
Watch out, watch out.
Watch that little bitch.
Watch out.
Watch that little bitch.
Sip on.
Hey, watch that little bitch. You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Rich.
You getting mad. Bitch. I'm getting rich.
Yeah.
What up, it's your boy P Nice, Mr. Never. And I'm putting it down with your homie, DJ Money. Wait for it.
Bow. Yeah, that's right, Sean. That is definitely what you guys are going to be getting on Fridays and Saturday on Wild Away the Beat right here, man. We're going back to my boy. We live in the mix right now, man, right here on Blog Talk Radio. What's going on, man? I'm just giving them a little taste of what they can expect on Fridays and Saturday, man. What are your thoughts on that, man?
Hey, man, they going to have them a hell of a time. I can tell you that right now, baby, because like I said, y'all been hearing a little bit of something. So we ain't no telling what we're going to be doing, but we're going to be making you laugh. We're going to make you cry, like I said before. But we're going to do our best to keep you always laughing at me, because the world is messed up out here. So, you know, we got to try to laugh at what's going on. It's hard out here, but, you know, we're going to make this happen. So just get ready, because the LOV show is coming here to y'all. We're going to be out there in Dallas, Texas, doing that thing out there. We're going to come back over here. We're going to be in Georgia. We're going to be everywhere. We're going to Miami. So we got a lot of stuff that's going to be popping off. So y'all just get ready for us, man, because y'all on some new stuff right now. We're going to get y'all some of y'all ain't not been listening to lately. So
man, we're gonna have to, and you know what, man, we're gonna have to do a big, and I already don't talk to the boss about it. We're gonna have to do a big independent artist concert with all the independent artists, man, and have it sponsored by the radio station, man, by Wild Awake the Beat, man. So it's going down this coming up Friday, y'all, and my boy will be coming on the show Friday through Saturday. And he'll be doing his own little segment on the show. You never know what he's going to say, what he's going to do. He'll be calling into my show, talking to me. So y'all get ready for that. This coming up Friday night, 9 o'clock East Coast time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Go and get that app. Go and download that app. If you got the Android phone, go download the app and get that. Get the radio station. All you got to do is go to Wide Awake. I mean, go to Play Store and put in Wide Awake the Beat. As soon as you put in Wide Awake, it's going to come up. Go get it, man, because I got the beat. I got the app. And let me tell you, man, Charlie Brown, I love the app. Man, I am hooked. I ain't even on the station yet. I'm going to be debut till Friday. And I'm so excited. Man, I am hooked on the station. And they don't have no DJ. They just playing music, man. I am so hooked on the station. It's crazy.
Right.
Also, y'all check out my celebrity news. I do celebrity news throughout the show, throughout the day. My celebrity news come on daily, so I come up with something different every day. But y'all check out my celebrity news. I be doing Monday through Friday, y'all, celebrity news. But that's only
celebrity
2.5 minutes. So, yeah, celebrity gossip, man. Big thing going on, man. You know, we got to talk about this real quick, Charlie Brown. Big thing going on this week. It's your boy Urshan, man. It's been accused of giving STD to 3 different people, man. 2 females, and you wouldn't believe it. No. One of them is a male. It's a man. And all three of them. Yeah, and all three of them have filed a lawsuit up against Urshan. Now, according to the reporting, I talk about this earlier on the radio station on Wide Awake the Beat, man. We talked about this earlier, man. According to the report, MediaTakeout.com and TMZ is also reporting that a spokesperson spoke out and saying that
it's really no truth to that, that he doesn't have STD. He doesn't have STD. So the question is now, is these people coming forward trying to get some money? Because they had one lady this week, they had a press conference. Matter of fact, the press conference was yesterday. And at the press conference, they were saying that this woman was claiming, how did it happen? And she didn't know that he had STD, and she didn't know that he gave her, you know, that disease. But they're all three of these people are coming forward saying that they got STD from OSHA. So
wow.
It's gonna be crazy, man. It's gonna be very, and that's what me and you gonna be talking about entertainment news on Fridays and Saturday. We'll keep y'all abreast. Now we'll have a full detail. This is coming up Friday night. Make sure you get, if it's breaking news, me and my boy Charlie Brown is gonna have it. He's gonna be doing celebrity news, and we'll be discussing it on the show.
Sure.
But again, if you haven't heard the news, the word on the street is that Ursha has given STD, but the spokesperson for Ursha's family is saying that that's no truth today. He doesn't have STD. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happened with the situation. In other quick celebrity news, we got to talk about this. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. Your boy Eminem is coming back out. Oh, my goodness, man. Eminem is coming back out with a brand new album. Now, they haven't given us the information about what the name of the new CD going to be, but they said that this CD is going to be hotter than the CD that he had in the past. And it's coming out, only thing we know, it's coming out in the fall. So we'll keep y'all abreast as we get more details about that. We'll be talking about that. It's coming up Friday night, too. And hopefully we'll get more details information about that, man. So we got a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about. And make sure y'all check me out throughout tomorrow on Celebrity News as we talk about what's going on in the world of celebrity news. Because trust me, I've been an entertainment reporter. That's another thing I've been doing, man, an entertainment reporter for different major radio stations. I work for 89.3 FM. I was with 106.7 FM. I did entertainment news for them. So when it comes down to keeping you abreast on what's going on with the world of celebrity news, trust me, we're gonna be on Friday. Yes, on Fridays and Saturday, we're gonna be talking about that. Now, one more thing we gotta talk about before we get back into the mix, man. Your boy. I don't even want to talk about it. Lil Boosie. You probably heard the news right now. It's all over the internet. It's killing the internet right about now. Your boy Lil Boosie wanted to give his son something big for his birthday. He turned 14 years old. Now, what do you normally give a 14 year old? You normally give a 14 year old what? You normally give a 14 year old
a phone,
a video game, something like that. Well, that ain't what he wanted to give his son. And now
he gonna do the masterpiece?
No. You know what he gave his son? He claimed today that he did respond on TMZ and say he was just playing. But you know, when you're on the internet and you saying stuff like that, you can't play. He made a statement on this week. He said that he wanted to give his son something big. He wanted to give his son a bag. Well, the bag turned out to be he wanted to give his son a bad, you know what? Well, I can say bad bitch to give him some head. So that, yeah, I know that's what I said too. So when that got out, oh my goodness, man, the internet just went crazy over it, and a lot of people were very angry and upset with him. So he had to come back on TMZ and other entertainment news reports and say that he was just playing. Now, whether he was playing or not, we don't know. Because
you just never know
what these rappers gonna say. But me, there's no way in the world I would say something like that. He better not even think about that. He better focus on his education. Which I ain't gotta worry about that right now. I ain't gotta worry about that right now because my son is in a video game.
Right. You know, I mean, let them go in and say that since they don't watch TV, at least let them play with the games and stuff. But that right, you can't play with that like that, man. You know this media out here, man, will push that around. It will have you upside down, and that's why you're on there apologizing, you know?
You see what, wait a minute, and you know you see it. You see what's going on. We talking about it. We talking about it. If he wouldn't have said it, we wouldn't be talking about it. We'd be talking about something else.
Absolutely. Like, I got him a car like Master P did his little son when he was a kid. He couldn't even drive. He bought him a Mercedes, remember?
But you still give him a car. You could have gave him something that he loved. Find out what he loved to have. A car, 14 years old, you ain't got no reason to drive no car in no 14 years old. I'm sorry. 14-year-old,
that means he ain't been spending no time, man. That means he ain't been spending no time, because if he want to give him that, then he ain't been spending no time, because he wouldn't know what he wants or what he should be getting. You know what I mean?
But you know what, man? But you know what? To me, I tell a person this in a minute. It ain't about the money. It's about spending the time and relationship. My son, I don't got a lot of money, but my son will tell you in a minute. My son said, you know what, Dad? What I love about you is you spend time with me. I spend a lot of time with my son. I have custody of my son. So I spend time with my son. That is the most precious moment that you can never buy. You can never buy that.
You want it.
That's right. So that's what we're talking about tonight, man. We're talking about you spending time with your kids and giving them something that they never forget, and that's love and time. You give them love and time, they can care less about the rest, so they want you. They want the time. So that's what I had to talk about. Again, that show, Celebrity News, y'all check me out weekdays throughout the radio station on Wide Awake to Be. My Celebrity News come on daily. If it's breaking news, you better believe we'll be talking about it. I'll be talking about it on Celebrity News right here. We get ready to go out the air, man. You want to say a shout out before we go, man?
Now, I want to give a shout out to the C3 Most Wanted. I want to give a shout out to all my great people out there. Give a shout out to Selena. I want to give a shout out there to Anessa. I want to give a shout out there to Elaine and the out there in the Queen City out there doing their thing out there on the radio and whatnot. You know, I want to give a shout out to everybody that out there that's showing that love, man. And I'm over at the LOV. You know, y'all can check us out over there. So, y'all, you know, I love you. I appreciate y'all accepting me in and whatnot. You know, I hope I can continue to make you people laugh and cry, you know. But we're going to bring it to you real and bring it to you strong. We ain't going to hold nothing back,
that's
baby.
Right.
But shout out to all of y'all. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you bringing me on your show tonight.
Right.
You know,
I want to let everybody know this is tonight. This is the last night that you will see me on Blog Talk. This will be the last night you'll see me on Freaker. I will be making my official debut, get prepared to make my official debut this coming up Friday night. So you'll be all the way to see me if you got to download the app until they're working on getting the website for the station. But you can download the app, go to Wide Away the Beat. That's D-A-B-E-A-T.
Wide Away the Beat.
Yes, go there, download the app, and check me out. This coming up Friday and Saturday, they promote me very hard. They really put a lot of... You've been seeing them put a lot of promotion in the app.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
On my page, they put a lot of promotion.
They're posting it all over the place. That's right. It sure is. I was looking at it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. They're not playing, so... I'm making my debut, and I got something special for y'all just coming on Friday. Check out my boy. He's going to be making his debut on there with me. He's going to be doing entertainment news with me. We're going to be just doing hot topics on celebrity news, and we'll be coming on every 15 minutes doing celebrity news. And y'all check out celebrity news every 15 minutes. All right, y'all. And I'm going to say, I'm going to call you back in 10 minutes and talk to you out there.
I got you, baby. I'm right here waiting.
All right, we'll be right back, y'all. We'll be back tomorrow. No,
I'm so
used to saying tomorrow. You'll be
here
Friday night.
Look, you happy. You ready to go. You ready.
Man,
that's all you ready.
Right,
you just ready.
Man, I'm drunk. I'm ready to be on there right now. Okay,
I ain't
y'all,
mad
y'all,
at you.
We may have to get that morning show. If it is to be something you to make a difference, we'll see you on the Wild Away to Beat, man.
NYC's DJ Imperial Kai Simulon, let's go!
Drop the top, the sun's high.